This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden says Israel is willing to stop attacking Gaza for the Muslim holy month of Ramadan if a hostage release deal is reached. NPR's Giles Snyder reports on Biden's appearance last night on late night TV.
President Biden made an appearance on NBC's Late Night with Seth Meyers nearly 10 years after he and Meyers' former Saturday Night Live castmate Amy Poehler were Meyers' first guests on the show.
Welcome back, Mr. President.
It's good to be back. Why haven't you invited me earlier?
Well,
Biden went on to joke that his age is classified, and he and Meyers talked about conspiracies linking him to Taylor Swift. On Gaza, Biden said Israel has agreed to halt military activities for the holy month of Ramadan if a deal is reached to release some of the hostages held by Hamas. He told reporters after the show's taping that a temporary ceasefire agreement could be in place by next week. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
President Biden and former President Donald Trump are expected to win their party's support in today's Michigan primaries. But on the Democratic side, Biden faces a protest organized by an Arab American group. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Detroit. They're angry over the war in Gaza and ongoing U.S. support for Israel.
The protest is designed to send a message to President Biden by urging voters to check the uncommitted box on their primary ballot today. Organizers and many who've joined the protest say they can't support Biden if he doesn't stop the killing of innocent Palestinians in Gaza. The campaign is called Listen to Michigan, and its goal is to demonstrate that Biden could pay a price at the ballot box in November if he doesn't act now. This is a constituency that has backed him in the past, but if Michigan is as close as it's been in the past two presidential elections, falling support from these voters could have an impact on the outcome in the general election. Don Gagne, NPR News.
The Pentagon has released a review of how Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization was handled. Austin was criticized for failing to immediately tell President Biden or inform the public that he had surgery for prostate cancer. The review says there was no indication of ill intent in keeping Austin's condition quiet, but it also does not hold anyone accountable for the secrecy. NPR's Tom Bowman says instead, Austin has come up with recommendations.
And he basically said we have to do a better job communicating with all the staffs when the secretary is indisposed. In one case, it says the chiefs of staff to the Secretary of Defense and the Deputy Secretary of Defense will develop what they call mandatory reporting protocols. However, there's nothing in this review that says anyone is responsible. It basically just says the staff wasn't talking to other staffs.
NPR's Tom Bowman reporting. This is NPR News. President Biden meets the four top Democratic and Republican congressional leaders at the White House today. This comes ahead of a partial federal government shutdown that could start at the end of this week. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson could face a challenge to his leadership if he gets Democratic votes to pass legislation. An outbreak of measles is continuing to spread in Florida. Officials in two Florida counties have confirmed cases of the highly infectious disease. From member station WLRN, Kate Payne has more.
The measles outbreak started at an elementary school about 20 miles west of Fort Lauderdale in Broward County. Now there's a confirmed case of measles in Polk County in central Florida, 150 miles away. Rana Alyssa is with the Florida chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics.
And we have more and more kids that are not vaccinated. So this is the problem. And this is when you have outbreaks just like this one.
The latest data shows about 92% of Florida kindergartners are up to date on routine immunizations, including for measles. That's less than the 95% that experts say is needed for herd immunity. For NPR News, I'm Kate Payne in Miami.
The Federal Trade Commission and nine states are suing to stop the merger of two major grocery store chains. They say the merger of Albertsons and Kroger would raise prices for customers and cut benefits for workers. The two companies say that merging will make them stronger to compete against Amazon, Walmart, Costco, and even dollar stores. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.